Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Both free throws are good. The only points Ariza has scored. 6 seconds to go. Here comes De'Aaron Fox behind the back with a dribble. He's smothered by two defenders. Gets it back. Launches for three at the buzzer. It is no good. And Houston gets the victory. The 13th win for the Rockets in the last 14 games against the Sacramento Kings. An entertaining opening night. And Houston taking care of business down the stretch. Wins it by a final of 105-100.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, it was quite an opening night at Golden 1 Center for the Sacramento Kings and the Houston Rockets. You heard the final call there from the G-Man. Welcome into Locked On Kings. The Kings begin season number 33 in Sacramento, and they dip below 500 as far as their career openings. That was their 33rd game of an opening night. They were 16-16 coming in. They lose the game to drop to 16-17. Rockets go to 2-0. Kings drop to 0-1 today on Locked On Kings. We'll recap the first game of the year, a 105-100 win by Houston. Plenty of takeaways. We'll hear our highlight recap. We'll hear from coach, players as well coming up here today on Locked On Kings. But I want to start out with some of my initial thoughts before we hear the game recap. But I just thought overall, it was a fun night, a good evening. I think, you know, the end result is a loss, but I actually feel good about the way the Kings played. I think they should be happy with their performance. I loved their fight. I loved how they stayed in the game. I loved how they took a couple of punches from Houston, but still had opportunities to strike in the fourth quarter. And you could see where there could be some potential weaknesses, some strengths maybe as well. But a fun night at Golden 1 Center, and ultimately a Houston win. The better team won. There's no shame in that. But you want to compete. You want to put yourself in a chance to win, and the Kings did exactly that in front of the sellout crowd of 17,583. But let's listen back to some of the highlights of the night.
Scal drives, goes to the jump hook, around and out. Rebound, Justin Jackson, second chance for the Kings. Quick turn, quick flip, no good. Cauley Stein again with a putback. Willie Cauley Stein for the third time in the last minute and a half. Here's a three ball in transition. Anderson, no good. Rebounded by LeBissiere. Nene takes it to the rim, misses at point blank range, and Costa Koufos is there for the rebound. Gives to Fox. Fox quickly across the midcourt line. Accelerates down the left. Moves to the right. He scores, and a great drive down the left side of the lane. And the Kings fans, many of them, just pop right out of their seats at the explosiveness of the rookie. Fox straight away. Screen from Costa Koufos. Pass comes back to Carter. Here's the release for three. Vincenity can still knock down the long distance J. He may be 40 years of age. He may now be playing in his 20th NBA season, but by golly, he can still get work done. Harden with a change of direction into the lane for the high runner. Bounces off the iron. He gets the rebound, puts it back up. It's short. Kings break. They've got numbers 3-on-2. Left wing feed goes to De'Aaron Fox. To the rim, and he scores on the left angle. Fox, Hill, and Temple on that 3-and-2 break, and the Kings have taken the lead at 25-23. Fox using some clock. Now creeping forward, top of the arc. Drives, spins to his right, goes to the rim, and he scores off a full pirouette in the paint. De'Aaron Fox now has 10 first half points in his debut. Cauley Stein rebounds ahead to Hill. Gives to Buddy, going for another three. He's got it going. Buddy Hill now has made four straight. The last two have been from downtown. And this game is tied at 68. Hill has 10 in the quarter, 12 on the night. Mike D'Antoni and the Houston Rockets want to take timeout. Kings fans, many of them on their feet, getting their first good regular season look at the young Kings. And they're having an impact. Ahead to Fox. Boy, he's quick into the front court. Hesitates left, then right, goes left, has the ball stripped out of his hands, gets it back, puts it on the window, and scores! How did he do that? De'Aaron Fox. Here's Harden with another step back three, and again, he splashes it home. He couldn't make them earlier, and now he's made three in a row, and it's 92-81. Houston getting further separation. 32 seconds to go, 96-93. Alley-oop set up, and Capella scores on the feed from Harden. Back to a two-possession Houston lead, 98-93. James Harden, who led the NBA in assists last season, just got his ninth assist, and it was a big one as Capella was able to convert.
So the Rockets are now 13-1 in their last 14 games against Sacramento. And if you look back at some of the things, the way the game played out, at least in my mind, I thought it was an intriguing opening lineup. The Kings ended up starting Buddy Hield and George Hill in the backcourt. That didn't surprise me. Justin Jackson starting did surprise me, with Scalabissiere and Willie Cauley-Stein. Part of that due to Bogdanovich being out, and certainly Zach Randolph being out. Chris Paul did not play either for the Houston Rockets. But the finishing lineup was more of Scal, Willie, Garrett Temple, George Hill, and Buddy Hield. That was kind of the finishing crew. But as far as the game went, like I said earlier, the Kings did an excellent job of hanging around, staying in it. The Rockets several times had 8-0 runs, 7-0 runs, 9-0 runs, and would extend the lead. But the Kings always stayed close, down one after a quarter, down four at the half, down three heading into the fourth quarter. And I think a couple of areas that hurt the overall outcome of the game, James Harden sat the first about 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Kings really didn't gain any ground when Harden came in. The Kings were down by five. Harden immediately got the ball and hit a three. He played his best basketball to close the game. And, you know, I think the Kings had pretty good final three-minute defense, but they had one defensive breakdown when it was a three-point game. Harden attacked quickly, got to the basket, lobbed it for Clint Capella, who truly was an X-factor in the game. Capella had 22 points and 17 rebounds. Harden with 27 points, 25 for Eric Gordon. Not a lot of production from other guys. The Kings, meanwhile, had good balance. Double-double from Willie, double-double from Scal, 19 from Buddy Hield, who got hot late. George Hill had 16, a solid 16, and De'Aaron Fox, a very impressive debut, 14, 4, and 5, all off the bench. So I thought there were some good things there, and of course there was the weird play late in the game in which the Kings had pulled it within three, and they needed a defensive stop. They thought they got a turnover. They had a play that was thrown to the sideline. Everybody in the arena, at least from my vantage point, the way the G-man called it, the way we saw it, saw a ball that went out of bounds, called off the Houston Rockets by Kevin Scott, the official. They said they would review it. That's not out of the norm. So then you're going to go to the replay and look. And we have the privilege on the radio of hearing the interplay between the league officiating office and the scoreboard and the sideline there with the referees. And they started asking right away about the foul. And we're thinking, foul? There wasn't a foul called. Well, apparently there was. And we didn't see that. We didn't hear it. You could hear PA announcer Scott Moak talk about King's ball. They're reviewing it. And so you can't review fouls as far as you can flagrants, but not whether or not a foul was called. Well, they were looking at the time of the game to see if they could get that correctly right and who the foul was called on. And I guess it was called on George Hill. Free throws went to the line to Eric Gordon, and then the Kings are kind of playing a catch-up from there. But it was a strange call, a strange moment. The other part of the watching this game that I thought was a little bit telling, I thought the Kings defended well. Rockets didn't shoot as well. Second half of a back-to-back looked like they were a little bit spent. Free throw disparity is something to watch. I said that was something of a preseason trend, something DeMarcus Cousins was helpful for the team, getting other bigs in the penalty or in foul trouble. Then the guards could go to the foul line. Kings had just four free throw attempts until late in the game, ended with 10. Rockets at 29. So to get 21 more points beyond the arc or beyond the at the foul line, 19, that's significant when you lose a game by 5 points. And so you look at that. And then I think there was a stretch in the fourth quarter where you could tell the veteran play of Zach Randolph would have helped on some of the post-ups down on the block. That just he wasn't there. He was out of the game. But all in all, some good things from the Sacramento Kings. And let's hear what their head coach Dave Yeager had to say about the game and even that controversial call as well.
It's a nice way to start the season, although we didn't get the win. You know, we saw a lot of things that we were very proud about, translated from practice, and proud of our guys. I thought we fought, and you're going to learn a lot from each game. Some nights it's more technical than others, but we'll learn a lot from tonight's game. But I think the number one thing is that if we compete that hard, we'll give ourselves a chance in games. And obviously, you can't have your home opener 82 times throughout the course of the year and the grind and the travel. But I thought we competed and we fought against a team who they've got a lot of offense You know, we had some untimely turnovers there in the second half. We didn't get to the foul line a whole lot. Most of the game we were at four free throws, I think, into the last 4 or 5 minutes. And perhaps if we didn't have to foul, they may have not have scored 100. You know, I mean, they probably could have, I'm sure, because they're Houston. But I thought, you know, we fought them. We went out and we guarded them, and it's not an easy team to guard. And so I'm really proud of our guys.
How do the new timeout changes affect in-game situations like that, especially when you have such a new and young roster that's still unfamiliar?
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, we're just still trying to get foundation stuff in and to go to special situations, and we had to use a lot of them tonight. And I don't say a lot of them, but that means it happened a lot. Might have run the same play 6 times in a row, but that's what I have in. So.
You talked during the game and timeouts about settling for jumpers and making sure that guys were getting into the paint and attacking the paint. When you look at the free throw discrepancy, where do you look at that overall in terms of how they were able to attack the paint throughout the game?
They have James Harden.
Yeah, I know.
And Eric Gordon.
I'm talking about you guys in terms of the young guys, really.
Yeah, well, it's just the experience and size and being able to beat a guy and create contact and get into the paint. So, you know, I thought, you know, guys got better and tougher with the basketball. We didn't get the ball knocked out of our hands as many times tonight. It's been something that we've been working on. I know that we played a Houston team that was on a second night of a back-to-back, too. So, you know, they're well-coached. They're talented. They're going to have a terrific year. We kind of caught them on the right night. Ariza is not going to go over 6 very often, and you know, James and Eric went 15 for 44. But I thought we did a good job staying close to people on the three-point line. Did they get open? Yeah, they were open, but some of them were 26 and 28 footers, you know. And so our guys were conscious. They communicated, and the effort was terrific.
How did you view that replay? Was that explained? How was that explained to you?
That it was a foul. I adamantly disagreed, and they said they called it at the time, which I didn't see. So that was more my argument than if it was a foul or not. I thought in game time, but they said they called it, so that's what it was.
Coach, what was your impression of De'Aaron in his first game? Looked pretty good. Your thoughts on him?
He did a nice job. You know, he's pretty fast, you know. So, you know, he has a terrific charisma about him, and I think he'll be fun to play with. And as he picks and chooses, he's pretty conscious of what we're trying to do and when he can go and then when to get us in some stuff and pick and choose in his spots. And it's going to be random and varied, the lineup. You know, you might see a different starting lineup 4 nights in a row. So it's going to be interesting for me of how to try to find a rhythm for a group, you know, with the group of people, you know. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to get as many young guys as many minutes as possible, too. So I don't know if it's going to be possible.
Coach, you mentioned the free throws, and, you know, I know it's one game, but there's a lot of perimeter shooting out there. What's your plan moving forward to try to get to the free throw line more?
Well, we have, you know, trying to be aggressive in going to the basket. And, you know, I think it's just a little bit of a mindset of trying to get to the paint first and then get your perimeter shots going. But, you know, we're going to be a perimeter team. There's going to be times where we struggle to score without like a go-to guy. As a young team, it's going to have to be kind of by committee. And so, you know, it can be difficult to stop runs, but you're just going to have the emphasis that, you know, we pass, we cut. When you get it back, we want to hit the lane, you know, and that's what we'll hope to do.
Well, I have to agree with the coach. The best part to me was the fight. The fight that they had, how they stayed in it, how they hung around. They got to build off that now and find other layers to improve on. As far as other elements, let's hear from the players' perspective on this. De'Aaron Fox made his NBA debut. Again, 23 and a half minutes, 7 of 15. He had 4 rebounds. He had 5 assists, 14 points, but some electrifying plays. And De'Aaron Fox addressed the media about his NBA first game of his career.
I got to get my first NBA game out the way, and I think it went well. You know, we played hard. You know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. We wanted to get the W, but, you know, it's a lot of learning. It's a lot of things we learned out of today.
I guess one of those learning lessons is the foul issue, like
Definitely.
Not getting the respect. How difficult is that to kind of, you're a rookie?
I mean, for the most part, I'm not looking for fouls. You know, I didn't look for it in high school. I didn't look for it in college. Especially going to Kentucky, you don't even worry about looking for fouls. But, I mean, us as a team, we just have to try to get to the line. We didn't take a lot of free throws today, and we just have to be more aggressive.
Defensively, though, De'Aaron, I mean, you got holding them to under 40%, under 25%, I think it was from three. I mean, defensively, against the team, like, I'm sure you got to be pretty happy with that effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Like I said, you know, I feel like we played hard. I felt like we executed the game plan. Only thing that, you know, for us, I just feel like free throws and a lot of little things throughout the game that didn't go our way.
Is there a guard in the league that can stay in front of you?
Is there a guard? I don't know about all that. I shouldn't be saying none of that. But, I mean, guys are so athletic and long. I mean, I had Trevor on me a lot today, like 6'8", crazy wingspan, and just seeing a lot of different looks.
You were playing Dragon Ball Z before the game. Is that going to be your pretty ritual?
I wouldn't say it's a ritual, but like I said, you know, I'll be here early. I'm here early, about two hours before the game starts. I'm already done, you know, with my workout, so got to do something.
It seems like you're pretty comfortable being vocal out there. Do you make it a point to sort of, you know, tell the guys where to be?
Definitely. You know, I see it from the vets. You know, VC is basically another coach. You know, when he's on the court, he's acting like another coach. You know, he knows what he's talking about. And, it's just something that I'm learning from those guys.
How did it feel, you know, 4 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first quarter, you step out on the floor? How did that feel?
It felt great. Just getting my first, you know, my first minutes of NBA action, of real NBA action, you know, the ones that really count. It felt good to be out there.
Is tonight's result frustrating because it was so close, or encouraging because you guys were right there at the end?
It's extremely encouraging. I mean, you know, we're playing a team like that, a team that makes a lot of threes, gets to the line, does just about everything right. And it's a team that's hard to beat. And, you know, we're right there. So it's a lot of it's extremely encouraging.
How are you feeling physically?
I'm good. I'm fine. You know, it's only been one game. So, yeah, I don't know about the matey too. It's a lot.
Now, something we talked about radio postgame with Henry Turner, the High Flyer, the ex-King, I mentioned to him, he reminds me in one sense of Russell Westbrook. Not in the way they play, but when I remember seeing Russell Westbrook come to the league, he said, man, is he quick? He goes by guys. His athletic ability is impressive. If he could just get a jump shot. Well, Westbrook didn't have it right away. De'Aaron Fox isn't an awful shooter, but it's not refined. If that develops, and that usually does for guys, man, I just don't know how you can stop him. He's glaringly fast. It just jumps out at you. Rockets had a tough time staying in front of him. He can get where he wants, and that's so valuable. And maybe over time, he's going to be a starter. It's just a matter of time before that happens. And I could see the lineup even maybe being George Hill and De'Aaron Fox starting, and then Buddy Hield coming in as just a shooter, him and Bogdanovich off the bench. But it was impressive what De'Aaron Fox did in his first NBA game. And then two other guys that I thought did some good things. George Hill in his first Kings game and Willie Cauley-Stein in a double-double. You'll hear from both of them, and it starts with George Hill on that weird play from the officials.
I could have swore that they rest pointed, you know, out of bounds our ball, but, you know, they said they called foul, so it is what it is.
Have you ever seen anyone come out of a replay and then give a foul call?
Never seen it, but, you know, I guess that's the new technology, just, you know, camera stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, we still was in a position to try to win the game, and, you know, they just played amazing plays down the stretch.
How impressed were you with this team to come out and kind of keep pace and even kind of dictate the pace a little bit?
I mean, definitely so. You know, that's one of the top teams in the West. No one expects us to do anything for us to go out there, you know, give them a game and compete. Every play just shows that, you know, yes, there's going to be a lot of things that we can get better on when we're watching film, but I was very proud of the way the guys competed and, you know, made plays for one another.
Wow. Is it frustrating seeing that free throw disparity? Really, it was kind of the difference in the game. You held them under 40% shooting, under 30% in 3-point.
I mean, you gotta take those games, you know. We got to, you know, defend without fouling a little better. Protect the glass a little better, keep guys out the paint a little better. But it wasn't the ref's fault that we lost the game. You know, they made some great plays and had some great guys who made some tough shots. So sometimes you got to tip your head to those guys who make tough jump shots and things like that. But like I said, you know, I was proud of every guy in this locker room for really competing. I mean, just like you said, it was rough early in the game, and, you know, he caught his second wind and really, you know, showed what he can do. So we need him to continue to play like that night in, night out, and give us a good chance to win.
You and De'Aaron played with each other a lot tonight. Is that something you feel comfortable doing?
I mean, definitely so. You know, I came into the NBA as a two guard. I played a lot of two guard along with Tony Parker when I was starting in San Antonio and things like that. So I'm very familiar with the two position. But, you know, it's fun to get out there and, you know, mix it up, play some one, play some two. Just it's basketball at the end of the day.
Just work, period, paying off, and just, like, finding my game. And just not really so much going out there to try to do something, but going out there and just reacting to what's going on in the game. That's where you find out where your shots are, is just letting the game come to you when things present itself, you take it, or you try to make a play, and that's just being aggressive.
Where would you say you guys are with comfort level, and you personally, in terms of, you know, there's times when George is running the one, De'Aaron, sometimes De'Aaron's at the two, just in terms of familiarity with each other and learning each other?
That's one of the things that's going to be, like, by the midway point of this year, it's going to be scary because we're going to go to another level, because we will have that, like, just being comfortable with, you know, George playing the one or Fox playing the one or vice versa. And there's just, the different matchups we can get. Like, we're still trying to figure out, you know, where to throw a lob at and where the pocket pass is going to be. And, like, you know, little things like that where other teams have been doing it for years. And so, like, you know, they're just picking us apart in our case, our defensive effort it's got to counterbalance that, and that's kind of like our challenge on ourselves.
Having someone like De'Aaron and his quickness and being able to push the ball once he gets a rebound or an outlet pass, for you and Scal, guys that can really rim run, how does that play into your game?
If they throw it, then it plays into it, and if not, you know, we're just running, so... It kind of just depends on our guards if they want to feel like throwing it or not. And, we're going to be there because that's what we do. But, it's kind of on them.
What impression of the young guys out there today making their debuts?
I feel like, you know, they're just figuring themselves out. And then the pace of the league, it takes a little while to figure it out. But once you do it, then it's like you just get to settle in and have a lot of fun.
Well, as far as those two guys and their reaction, to me, there's just a sense of calm with George Hill on the floor. 16 points, just all solid. You just feel good with him out there. And then Willie, I thought, played strong. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then went 10 of 15. I just loved his stat line. I know we led the team in scoring with 21. I'm not really even that concerned with that. I told you last year when they traded DeMarcus, Willie, if he could average 14 and 7 the rest of the way, and he got past that 7 rebound mark in the final 25 games, I'm not even really that concerned about the points. Get those putbacks, get the shots that you want, that's fine. But the rebounds will be critical for this team. He had 10, he had an assist, he only turned it over once, and 3 blocks. Just an all-around good stat line game to me for Willie Cauley-Stein, and I liked his performance. So to me, it's a loss, but it's a start. It's a start of what this team could build upon and get better. And now their next opportunity will be a road trip starting Friday in Dallas. But that's a look at game one in which the Rockets defeated the Kings 105-100. We thank you so much for listening. We're back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.